Hi, everyone. This is Aaron, and you are listening to the Sound Words Podcast. Dive In, Dig Deep is my Instagram account dedicated to the beauty of the Bible and the role of reading in the Christian life. I recently went live with Nick Minerva, assistant pastor at Fresno Church. In this episode, we talked about Easter online, the challenges and blessings of pastoring during coronavirus, John Piper's new book from Crossway, Coronavirus and Christ, our love for The Lord of the Rings, and how we can intentionally use Instagram to point to Christ and give some hope. We had a poor internet connection at some spots, so the audio will be a bit disjointed, but I think you'll be able to track with us just fine. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Pastor Nick, how are you?
Doing well. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, good to see you too. Thanks for taking this call.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we need to clarify something because yesterday I wrote that you're the pastor at Fresno Church, and then you said, oh, we need to clarify that you're the assistant pastor at Fresno Church.
I'm just the assistant. So if you're here for the lead pastor, sorry.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about your church, or tell everybody a bit about your church?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're about a medium-sized church up the road from you a little bit in Fresno, California. We tend to be really discipleship focused, relationship focused. So we don't have like a ton of programs that a lot of bigger churches will maybe have, and part of that is intentional. We really want to help people be discipleship focused. So that's kind of been the heartbeat of our church. Personally, I oversee all of our small groups and all of our discipleship ministry. So that's kind of like the main bulk of what I do. I get to preach on a somewhat regular basis. A lot of relational things, you know, a lot of typical pastoral stuff, spending time with people and everything. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, our church has been, you know, having a focus on discipleship as well.
That's
great.
Yeah.
All churches should, but I mean, you know, we're trying to be really intentional about that.
Yeah.
How was your Easter? You guys were online, I'm assuming, like the rest of California?
We were online. It wasn't our original plan. Our original plan, Pastor announced it in January, we wanted to have a service at a local high school stadium, do this big community outreach event.
That's awesome.
So the school board voted to allow us to use it. And then a week later, everything gets shut down because of COVID-19.
Right.
So we were online. We did kind of similar to what we've been doing for our Sunday morning services. We've just been using Zoom. Our priority through this has been to really try to keep our church family connected. And obviously that's difficult when you're trying to do online services. So we decided not to just do a live, like on Facebook or on the website, and we do everything through Zoom, and it's live, but it's all through Zoom. This way people can still see each other. We can all still feel somewhat connected. That's what we did for Easter Sunday. It was good. We did some different things. Typically on Easter, Pastor will have like a little video that'll go with each one of his sermon points to kind of break it up and make it a unique service. We still did that. Right. So it was good. It was good. We had a lot of guests that joined us online, so that was encouraging. Got to reach out and talk to a few of those. So yeah, it was not ideal, but God still blessed it and God still worked. So it was a great service.
Yeah, and you know, I can't even imagine what God is trying to do, you know, or what he is doing, I mean, with all of this stuff. But
yeah,
obviously he's doing something. I was thinking about this earlier last week that, you know, it seems to us like, oh, things are slowing down, and like it seems as if God's plans are being thwarted, but they're not. You know, the kingdom advances. He's sovereign and in control over it all. What have been some challenges, but also blessings about pastoring during this COVID-19 time?
Yeah. So obviously, I think the big challenge everybody's kind of feeling is there's no personal connection. And when you can't have that, you realize how much you actually depend on that, not just for your own, your own health of your own soul, but you really get a vibe for how people are doing when you can be around them. And not being around them can sometimes be difficult. You wonder how people are doing. The blessing that's kind of come out of that is, in order to be intentional, we're just on the phone all day long. Phone calls has been one of my main tasks these last few weeks. And it's really been a blessing because you just spend time with people on the phone. In a sense, it's kind of forced us to be more intentional about spending time with people. And we can't do that face to face, but doing it on the phone, doing it through Zoom. So it's been a blessing because we really are able to continue to be connected, and it kind of forces you to really prioritize some of those most important things. That's been one of my prayers throughout all of this, is that this will help us realize what's truly important in our lives. And, you know, those relationships we take for granted, being able to see each other on Sunday and face to face in groups, but just the level of intentionality that it's forcing to maintain those relationships has I think been beneficial. So yeah, that's kind of the challenge, some of the blessings. Challenges, you know, we're all stir crazy. So trying to find, I've got four little kids at home. There are 5, 3, 2, and 1. trying to find a quiet space to make those phone calls is sometimes a challenge. Just a good pair of soundproof headphones, you know? It really is a blessing. So the kids love it. Dad's home all the time.
Yeah. No, I got to... And when I see pictures of your family, I'm thinking to myself, wow, okay, if Nick was able to do this, I guess I got to buckle down and get through this. We have a young one at home. We have a newborn, basically.
Okay.
Maybe a month by now.
Yeah.
And then also like almost a 1-year-old. And so Shout out to my wife who's watching them right now. So
My wife took them all for a walk, so the house is quiet.
And you just got to make things work, you know, but
you do.
I think everybody's adjusting. Yeah, everybody's totally adjusting.
We were joking the other day because I am such a creature of habit and routine. Like I thrive on that stuff.
Sure.
And this is just throwing that all up in the air.
Right.
And I was telling my friends, I was like, man, I feel like we're finally getting a routine down. Everything's finally kind of getting normal. And Sarah's like, Sarah's my wife. She's like, either that or we're just getting used to the chaos. And I was like, yeah that's probably more. We're just lowering our standards.
We're adapting to the darkness and just learning to figure it out along the way.
Yeah, it's good though.
I focus on books. You have a lot of books on your Instagram too. And I saw that you recently read Piper's book, Coronavirus and Christ. Yep. Why don't you tell me about that one a little bit? I didn't read it yet, but I plan to.
Yeah, it was good. Initially, I was really impressed that he could bust out a book that fast. I was like, man, this guy, he's a machine. Like, this has been a thing in a month and he's already got a book on it, you know? I really appreciated it because it really, a few of the statements I put on my last post, you know, this is not a time to live in fear. This is a time God's using, or God wants this to be a time where we can go out and do good works to bless our neighbors. But also the kind of the sobriety that he brought to the situation, as this really should help us. Maybe for some of us, this could be a sign that, hey, we need to repent. For some of us, this is a time where we need to take things seriously, realign our affections. You know, so much of what he writes is pointing us to finding our ultimate affection in Christ. And he really used this scenario to kind of help remind us of that. The first half of the book, he gives this kind of like a theological foundation for how we should view God in suffering in general, but specifically the coronavirus. And then the last six, he kind of gives, I think it was six things that God could be teaching us as we're going through this. And they were all really helpful. It's a short book. It's like 2 hours at a regular speed to listen to. So I listened to it and I followed along in the ebook. So I really enjoyed it. I always enjoy his work. So he is a constant source of encouragement and challenge to me. And this book was no different. So it's free over at Crossway. Going to make a shameless plug there for them. If you want to go get it, encourage everybody to watch him to go download it.
Yeah, I do follow Piper's work as well. Mm-hmm. I guess I consider myself a fan, if you want to talk about being fans of Christian pastors.
Yep.
But you also have a thing for Lord of the Rings, right? We have that in common.
We do, yeah. I have to say, full disclosure, I was a fan of Lord of the Rings before I realized it had all these spiritual overtones to it. Just from like the nerd side of me, I was like, this is awesome. And then I started getting older and studying more theology. I'm like, oh, this isn't just awesome. This is actually really deep. So I'm a fan.
Definitely. What was that book that you posted a book for that Reichen, right? I think it was. Yeah. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
So it's called The Messiah Comes to Middle Earth. I think I found out about it from you shared somebody else that had read it.
I did,
and
yeah.
As soon as I saw that, I'm like, I just impulse buy. Went and I bought the book, right? It was really good. It does an overview of the three offices of Christ, prophet, priest, and king. And it uses characters, Jesus was, preaching the good news to the poor, you know, fulfilling what it says in Isaiah. And then for the priest, you know, you look at Frodo and Sam and their relationship and how their relationship helped them overcome all these obstacles. And as Christians, that's how our relationships with each other should be. And then, of course, King was Aragorn.
One more thing.
Yeah.
I love how we were able to connect on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Do you have any like thoughts on how you use your Instagram or how maybe Christians can be using their Instagram, especially during this time when we're socially isolated?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been trying to use it more during this time just because everybody's feeds is filled up with so much darkness and, you know, depressing and headlines that really just try to make people fearful so they'll go and read the article or whatever. So I've just been trying to share a lot of good quotes and encouraging things. And a lot of that's just I follow a lot of accounts that I really enjoy. So I'm trying to share more of those. I think I shared two or three Spurgeon quotes this morning that I thought were good. So just trying to use it to point people to Christ, show the light of the gospel. Even in this time, we don't have to be fearful. God hasn't given us fear. Mm. That's a promise. You know, he has not given us fear. He has given us power, love, and a sound mind or sound judgment. Mm. And so I think we can really use our platforms on social media just to point other people to Christ and say, hey, there is hope. I've been trying to be intentional more on Facebook, but connecting with some of my neighbors who I'm friends with online. Yeah. Just to try to build some relationships with them. And so, yeah, just trying to be intentional, I guess is the word, using our Instagram, using our social media, whatever level of influence God has given us, just using that to intentionally point people to Christ and give them some hope.
Yeah. Pastor Nick, thank you so much for coming on to do this.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate the opportunity.
I'll talk to you later. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Pastor Nick, for being my guest on the show, and thank you everyone for listening. Follow Pastor Nick at nick.minerva and follow my Instagram account at diveindigdeep. And don't forget to find me on the Sola Network podcast, the Walnut Commentary podcast for my church, and the SVRGN podcast with my wife, Jess. I'll put all of those links in the show notes. In the show notes, you'll find the link to the Sound Words podcast archive. And don't forget to subscribe to Sound Words on YouTube, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. Just search for Sound Words. My website is musicgoon.com. The email address for this podcast is soundwords@musicgoon.com. And you can always tweet me at musicgoon. Thanks. See you soon.